Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents Wausau East Basketball. East Basketball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Clover Bell Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy. Now with play-by-play, Tom King.
Good evening and welcome to high school basketball. We're at Stevens Point and the Spash Fieldhouse, where tonight the Wausau East Lumberjacks will take on the Spash Panthers and hopefully look for a better result than the first time these two teams met back on December 6th. Spash came into the East Gym and dismantled the Lumberjacks 70-30. East playing better basketball than they did at that point in the season, and hopefully they can slow down this Stevens Point Express tonight. Spash comes in with a record of 13-1. Their only loss is a non-conference game to Nina, and they're coming off a win over DC Everest on Tuesday night by a score of 56-42. The Lumberjacks coming in off a win. They beat West at the East Gym on Tuesday night, 67-59, despite a big night for Taylor Penn in that one. But East was able to prevail with a very balanced scoring attack, and that's what they hope to see here tonight. But the question is going to be defense, and can they come out and contest three-point shots that Spash does so well? We'll talk about that with East head coach Paul Dimka when we return. Back in a moment. You're listening to East High School Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A big bin right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Clover Belt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs, if you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Clover Belt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone and Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care. So you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone and Joint Center. Welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management. If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
We're here with Lumberjack head coach Paul Dimka before the game with Stevens Point. Well, let's go back to the win the other night. A slow start against the Warriors, but you kept the game close until the shots started dropping, and you had to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, it was good. We definitely struggled early, but our defense kept us in the game in the first quarter. And then we turned things around in the second quarter. I can't say I have an exact answer as to why things were different in the second quarter versus the first, but it was nice to start knocking down shots.
The other thing is you picked up some early fouls on your big guys, but they were able to stay out of trouble for the rest of the game. That was huge.
Yeah, it was. When we came out in the second half, you know, I talked with both Widmark and with Hamlin and said, you know, don't play soft, play aggressive, but you know, don't get some of the dumb fouls that that you need to get 30 feet from the basket. So that was good because we had a more of a flow. That might have been part of the problem in the first quarter, is just different combinations that usually aren't going through the first quarter together.
Let's talk about a couple of guys in the game. Jaden Rutkowski hit some big shots, and he's been up and down this year, but if he can knock down those outside shots, that gives you another option that you really need.
Absolutely. You know, Jaden's kind of in a tough spot. He's been playing our point mostly. He's probably a better two guard than he is a point, but just based on who we have right now this year, he handled the ball for us. I thought he did a real nice job of finding open guys early, getting them good looks. We didn't knock them down early, but then eventually in the second half, we started doing that, and he also was able to knock down a couple of shots, which were big, especially the one right towards the end of the half.
And I don't know of a guy who plays the game with more emotion than Sean Wilson. He gives you a lot of energy, and sometimes it looks like he's a little out of control out there, but he plays the game the way you'd love everybody to play it, doesn't he?
Absolutely. He's got a motor that always runs. You know, sometimes his motor is running too fast, and he picks up some of those touch fouls. But boy, you can't blame his effort. You can't fault his effort. He just gets after it, and he definitely provides us with a definite a physical presence.
Couldn't do much to stop the Penn kid. He got off for a huge night. Was that just the obvious answer? Is that you were trying to shut down everybody else and weren't going to double or triple him when he had the ball, and he was going to get his? Is that what you were looking at?
No, not actually. As we were preparing for the week, we talked about, he's the kid where you always have to know where he is. And there were just, quite frankly, several times we just lost him. I mean, he was wide open, whether it was man or whether it was zone. I mean, he's good. We made some mistakes on him, and if they would have had a couple other kids that would have, possibly thrown in some points, that would have caused us problems. So we'll definitely, second time around towards the end of the season, have to make some adjustments for him. I think we had a plan in there, and we just didn't quite execute it the way we wanted to.
You go back to the first Stevens Point game, they were able to knock down a lot of threes. If you saw some film of their game with Everest the other night, they didn't shoot that, they didn't make that many, and Everest kept that game relatively close. Have you taken a look at that, and how do you plan on going after the Spash offense tonight to try to not have what happened the last time?
Yeah, I think they ended up making 14 or 15 threes last time. And, and just reassessing the film and watching it from the first game, there weren't a lot of wide open looks that they had. I mean, we contested most of their shots. So we're going to do things a little bit differently than we did last time, and we're going to probably play a little bit more man than we did the last time. But, the last couple of games, it's been very effective for us to kind of switch back and forth between our 2, 3, 4 different defensive looks that we can give. So we're going to try to, keep that going. And we're going to maybe try something that I don't see a lot of people do to Spash. Maybe we're going to try to full-court press them and just see how they handle the pressure. Because they pressured us last time in the second quarter, and that kind of broke us down and broke the game open. So we're going to try to maybe turn the tables on them a little bit.
Full-court pressure as opposed to the half-court trap, which really hasn't been that effective for you so far this year. I think it's just the fact that the double teams get there a little bit late, but other than that, maybe the full-court pressure will work a little differently, huh?
Just look at some different. Our half-court trap, we made some adjustments now. We've got our invert where we're switching our big men on the baseline. So we're continuing to get better at those things. And, when you work on pressure defense and things that kids haven't done in the past, it just takes some time. And hopefully over the next 2-3 weeks, we continue to get better at it and cause teams more problems. I like the way we're progressing in our pressure defenses, as we go through the season.
That's East Head Coach Paul Dimko back with more after this. Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free, And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCities lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Okay, ready to order?
Oh, my aching shoulders.
Muscle aches and pains, not what you ordered. Well, you'll like our specialty at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's a fracture, sprain, or muscle strain, you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
We are Buckhorn!
For Stevens Point, Jordan Diepelman, a 6'2 senior, Sam Hauser, a 6'5 sophomore, Trevor Anderson, a 6'2 sophomore, Sean Van Helden, a 6'3 senior, and Andrew Ruzick, a 6'6 junior, for head coach Scott Anderson, assisted by Craig Terpstra, John Krull, and Travis Kornowski. For the Lumberjacks, it's their usual starting five. Dylan Hamlin will be at the center spot. Hamlin is a 6'11 junior. Bryce Taylor, 6'4 senior. Tanner Dimka, 6'1 senior. Jaden Rutkowski, a 5'10 junior. And Bryce Widmark, 6'4 senior. For head coach Paul Dimka, assisted by Kyle Harrison, Chuck Wolfel, Steve Lassert, Joe Pockel, Jared Morris, Dan Garrett, and Marty Dumask. East is in red tonight with the black and white trim. Spash is in white with the red and black trim. And we're just about set to go. Don't forget, the second half of our doubleheader tonight is hockey, as D.C. Everest will take on Sun Prairie. Chris Conley will have the call of that when we are done here. All right, Hamlin will jump it up against Hauser, and Spash will control the opening possession. And George Diekelman will bring it into the front court. Diekelman had a good game against East the first time these two teams played. Hauser throws it out of bounds, and Spash will commit a turnover to start here tonight. And the Lumberjacks will have it. Rutkowski will bring it into the front court on the dribble. Now hands it off to Widmark, way outside, ball knocked away from him for a moment. Spash starting with a very aggressive man-to-man. They loft it down low to Hamlin. He catches, turns, goes up with the left hand, too hard, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Spash. Back the other way they come. Diekelman in the corner, outside to Hauser. They got to get out and play the three-point shooters on this team. Spash killed him with three-pointers the first time these two teams played earlier in December. Van Helden gives it off to Diekelman. Now they post up Anderson. Now he takes it out of the right wing. They swing it around. Hauser thought about the three. Instead passes back. Diekelman out on top. Van Helden gives it off to Anderson. Here's a three-ball launch by Diekelman. That's off the front of the rim. No good. Hamlin had the rebound, and he's able to get it back. So both teams misfire with their first shot attempts. Now they get it down low to Widmark. His pass knocked away. Lumberjacks turn it over. And here comes Spash back the other way. Here's Anderson goes up. Actually, that is Hauser that goes up. Missed it. Spash with a rebound. Shot put up and in by Anderson. Anderson gets a little jumper from the left wing, and it's 2-0 Stevens Point. Rutkowski into the front court. Rutkowski, crossover dribble, goes by his man to the free throw line, kicks it left wing to Dimka. Dimka picks up his dribble, gives it to Rutkowski. Left side, gets a screen. They've got Widmark open. Rutkowski's shot is blocked, and Smash will save it. Here comes Stevens Point back the other way. Anderson's going to go down the lane. Bounce pass on the baseline. Shot put up by Diekelman up and in. Nice feed from Anderson to Diekelman on the baseline. It's 4-0 Stevens Point. Rutkowski on the dribble. Diekelman guarding him. Rutkowski to the front court. Gives it to Widmark. He's going to launch a long three and hit it. Bryce Widmark for three from a couple of steps behind the line out on top. 4-3, Stevens Point, pass inside. There's a travel by Hauser, and they turn it over. He caught it. Hamlin made him change it, and he took an extra step. And Smash has two turnovers here. Lumberjacks get the ball back with Rutkowski to bring it ahead. Rutkowski on the dribble into the front court. Gives it to Hamlin. Now it's Tanner Dimka. Bryce Taylor, top of the key. Back to Rutkowski. Down low to Hamlin. He's battling with Ruzek underneath. Gives it to Rutkowski. Drives, kicks it to the corner. Taylor for three. No, that's way short. Hamlin with the rebound. He goes up, and they're going to call a foul on the floor before the shot. First foul of the game will go against Stevens Point, and that is going to go against Andrew Ruzek. That's his first. East inbounds it. Ball knocked away, but Rutkowski comes away with it. He's going to drive in the lane. Feeds it to Hamlin off the glass. No, gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in. Dylan Hamlin working the offensive glass, rebounds his own miss, and puts it up and in. Lumberjacks by one, 5-4. Anderson now down in the corner to Diekelman, feeds a cutter. That's Hauser, shoots, and in and out and in. Sam House the roll for the hoop, 6-5, Spash by one. Rutkowski into the front court. Now to Widmark, Bryce Taylor. Looks for Hamlin inside. Dimka thought about the three, picked up his dribble, now needs some help. Now it's Rutkowski. Spash, a very aggressive man-to-man defense. Widmark, right wing. He puts it on the floor, picks up his dribble now, hands it to Taylor. Taylor gets a screen, feeds Hamlin inside, puts up a shot, no, but he gets fouled, and he'll shoot two. And you can tell what the Lumberjacks are going to try to do here tonight. Get it inside to Hamlin, and when Wilson comes in, I would imagine they'll do the same thing. Try to take advantage of the height advantage inside. Hamlin draws the foul and will head to the line. Foul was called on George Diekelman. First foul shot for Hamlin is up and in. It rattled around but fell. And it's 6-6. Second foul shot coming for Dylan Hamlin. On the way. Back bracket no good. Long rebound grabbed by Hauser. Spash wants to run it. Now they'll slow it down. Anderson gives it off to Hauser. Hauser dribbles it back outside to Van Helden. Period. Trevor Anderson for three. He's got 5 points, and it's 9-6 Stevens Point. Lumberjack defender wasn't that far away from him. Anderson able to knock it down. Taylor bobbles the ball. It's loose. And on the floor, Rutkowski comes away with it, able to get it to Widmark. To Hamlin, off the glass, up and in, and a foul. Rutkowski got on the floor, got that ball, got it to Widmark, who found Hamlin open underneath. Dylan Hamlin being very aggressive offensively here tonight so far. 9-8, smashed by one, and he'll get a chance to tie it up here. First substitutions for East, J.P. Lacey and Trenton Pate will get in the game. Smash will substitute as well. Aaron Nickel comes in. And also in for Smash, John Barnes. Second foul shot for Hamlin. Converts the three-point play. And we're tied at 9. Hauser with it. Gives it off to Barnes. Now right wing, Trevor Anderson. Anderson dribbles back out on top. Lumberjacks in the zone right now, but they're going to come out and contest the three-point shooters. They're going to have to. Hauser dribbles it back out. Barnes down low on the baseline. Ball knocked away. Loose. They get it back. There's a drive on the baseline. Feed a cutter inside. We're going to get a whistle and we're going to get a foul called on the Lumberjacks. They got the ball inside to Aaron Nickel and he got fouled. Before the shot, that foul is going to go against Bryce Taylor. That's his first. Quickly, Stash inbounds it. Shot put up on the baseline by Hauser. Nothing but net for Sam Hauser. Two-point shot from the right wing. 11-9, Stevens Point by two. Rutkowski right down the lane. Shot blocked. And Stash will come back the other way. Jaden a little out of control that time. Here comes Trevor Anderson down the lane. Splits two defenders. No, but a foul. And Trevor Anderson will head to the line and shoot a pair here. East Basketball brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. First foul called on Dylan Hamlin. Anderson's foul shot up and in. Substitutions for the Lumberjacks. Eric Daniel and Sean Wilson will get in. Hamlin will take a seat. Gimka's out as well, so it's Daniel, Taylor, and Wilson, J.P. Lacey, and Trenton Pate for the Lumberjacks. Anderson's second foul shot, that rattles off, no good. Wilson pulls down the rebound. 12-9, Stevens Point by three. Pate to Daniel. Daniel sees some help with a double dribble here. Daniel, little brain fart right there, and he double dribbled the basketball. Second turnover on the Lumberjacks. He had nowhere to pass the ball and decided to take another dribble, but he'd already used that up. Smash with it, Hauser to Barnes. Now high post Nickel back to Barnes. East in the zone, Taylor out on top. Barnes with it, right wing. Now they get it in the hands of Sam Hauser. Hauser, the 6'5 sophomore, Anderson, the 6'2 sophomore. Two very good-looking players for Stevens Point. Anderson dribbles it back outside. Now it's Barnes. Penetrates. Kicks it to Anderson. Quickly, Taylor and Lacey converge on him. Now they skip it over to Van Helden. Spash being very patient here. They kick it left wing to Anderson. Blows by Lacey. Hangs in the lane. Gives it to Nickel. Back out to Anderson. And they'll reset. Anderson thought about the three. Now Nickel right wing. Anderson gets it back. Sam Hauser's going to launch a three. In and out, no good. Rebound kept alive. Wilson comes away with it. Lumberjacks quickly ahead. Daniel goes baseline. That's cut off, but a blocking foul is going to be called on John Barnes. Non-shooting foul. East will inbound it. 1:43 to play here, first quarter. Stevens Point leading 12-9. Logan Bailey comes in for East. Taylor will get his first rest. Lumberjacks get it out to Lacey out on top. Now they get it to Bailey. Bailey gets bumped. Now it's Wilson bobbles the basketball. Gets it to Pate. Pate wants to operate. Gets a screen. They cover it well, though. Pate into the lane. Kicks it to Bailey, who launches a three. A little short, no good. Daniel got knocked down going for the rebound. They let him play on. Wow. Back the other way comes Stevens Point. They get it to the corner. Diekelman for three. A little short, no good. Rebound kept alive. And then grabbed by Wilson. Back the other way, Trent Pate wants to operate down the lane. We're going to get a hand check foul called on Stevens Point. Kieran Sprecher Katzmerick, who's in the game, I believe, picked up that foul. Actually, Trevor Anderson gets the foul. His first 15 foul on Stevens Point. East inbounds it, and they get it in bounds to Bailey. That's going to be an over-and-back violation on the Lumberjacks. Bailey wasn't looking for the ball. Pate threw it into him, and it went into the backcourt. Third turnover on East here in the early going, and now Spash will get it back. You get defensive stops against the Stevens Point team. They don't need any help. You don't need to give them extra possessions. Here's a drive. They get it to Nickel on the baseline, kicks it outside. Now they swing it to Anderson. Out on top, Barnes passed up to three. Nickel back to Barnes. High post now. Sprecher Katzmerick. Barnes gets it back. Here's a three ball right wing. That's going to be too long. Trenton Pate with the rebound. He wants to run. Now he'll slow things down into the front court. They get it down low to Lacey. Puts it off the glass, up and in. Nice feed into J.P. Lacey. And he gets a layup. And it's 12-11. Stevens Point by one. Anderson left wing, kicks it back out on top. Now they get it on the baseline. Here's Diekelman off the baseline. That's no good. Pate with the rebound. And now Pate will slow things down as he brings it into the front court. 17 seconds to play in the quarter. They get it to Daniel, right wing. Now down to Wilson, baseline, feeds a cutter. That's Lacy. He gets fouled. What'd they call, jump ball? That's a terrible call. Yikes. They called a jump ball on that? East will keep it on the possession arrow. 7.8 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Pate will inbound it for the Lumberjacks. He gets it into Daniel, left wing. Looks inside. In the paint. Pate bobbles it, loses the handle. Another turnover. Smash ahead of the field. That's Diekelman. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And Pate with the rebound. And that's how the quarter will come to an end. Well, the Lumberjacks with four turnovers in the quarter, but they find themselves only down by one, 12-11. Smash with the lead. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio. Back here at Spanish Fieldhouse as we go to quarter number two. Stevens Point leading 12-11. East will put the four of the starting five back out there. Hamlin back in, Widmark back in, Rutkowski and Dimka back in. Trent Pate will stay on the floor with those four. Trevor Anderson. Now it's John Barnes with the basketball as Spash has it to begin the second quarter here. Barnes right wing. Bounce pass inside. Nice feed down low on the baseline to Sam Hauser. He gets the hoop. He's got six. 14-11. Now a little pressure in the backcourt. Rutkowski crosses over and quickly gets it ahead. Now it's Widmark way outside between the circles. His pass to Pate is knocked away. Trent Pate wants to operate. Crossover dribble nearly gets the ball stolen. They call a traveling violation on Trent Pate. That ball got knocked away, and he picked up the dribble again. Wow. Fifth turnover on the Lumberjacks. They're letting them play here, especially with the hands out on top. Trevor Anderson brings it into the front court. Pull-up jumper inside the line, and he hits it. Trevor Anderson knocked it down about a step and a half inside the line out on top. 17-11, all of a sudden smashed by six. Don't want to let him get too far ahead here. Widmark with it. Now it's Pate. Looking for a cutter. It's not there. Back to Widmark. Rutkowski has it. They're looking down low. Now it's Hamlin. Too far away from the basket. Feeds Widmark, and he misses the layup. They had the play, and Bryce Widmark missed it. Up too hard. Smash back the other way. Now it's Anderson. Dimka comes out to play him. John Barnes with it now out on top. They're playing zone, and Hamlin's trying to deny both the high and low post. Barnes kicks it right wing. Hauser. Now it's Anderson left wing. Dimka comes out to play him. Skip pass back out on top. Kieran Sprecher Katzmerich. Right wing to Barnes. He catches, shoots. Off the rim, no good. Long rebound, though. Grabbed by Spash. Barnes gets it back. Hamlin blocks it from behind. And back the other way they come. Lumberjacks into the front court. Trenton Pate down the lane. Hangs in the air with the left hand, left it short. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up with the left hand again and got it. Trent Pate working the offensive glass. And 16-13. Lumberjacks needed that. Smash into the front court. Diekelman, right wing. Now back out on top, Barnes to Anderson. Bullet pass inside, and we get a whistle, and they're going to call a foul on Jaden Rutkowski underneath. The pass quickly came out of the low post, but they get Rutkowski on the foul. 13 foul on East, 5 on Spash. Stevens Point will inbound it. Hauser gets it in. Right wing, Anderson drives around Widmark. Now kicks it up top of the key. Now they get it on the baseline. Shot put up. No good. Rebound, and we're going to get a foul called. Loose ball foul on the Lumberjacks. Sean Van Helden missed the shot. I think they got Bryce Widmark. Widmark picks up his first. Smash will inbound it again. Oh, they had a man wide open underneath. Instead, they kick it to Diekelman for three. Smash goes over the top for the rebound. Down the lane, Anderson, and he gets just absolutely clobbered. Late foul call from the outside official. They going to call that a non-shooting foul? Trent Pate's going to get the foul. They're going to call that a non-shooting foul. All right. Smash will inbound it. He's just quickly caught up in the foul situation here. Stevens Point with it. Sean Van Helden outside. Gives it off to Kieran Sprecher-Katz-Merrick. Now it's Diekelman. Diekelman, free throw line, kicks it left wing. Hauser, Widmark comes out to play him. Hauser drives the lane, throws up a runner with the right hand. That's no good. Rebound taken away by Spash again. He's getting killed on the boards right now. They get it to Van Helden. Now a drive by Sprecher-Katz-Merrick, kicks it back outside. Hauser down low to Diekelman. Pates on him. He's playing man-to-man here. They kick it out. There's a long two ball. That's going to be an air ball. It goes out of bounds. And the Lumberjacks will have it. 16-13. Smash by three. 4:52 to play here first half. Bryce Taylor checks back in for Rutkowski. East basketball due in part by CoVantage. With a loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Pate into the front court. Now nearly travel with the basketball. Gets it to Taylor. Smash very aggressive with the man-to-man. Taylor drives in, beats Hamlin, fouled the basketball, and a foul is going to be called on Stevens Point underneath. Reach in foul. I think they got Van Helden. Nope. It's going to be called on Sam Hauser. That's his first. Aaron Nichols going to come back in for Stevens Point. And East will inbound it. Tanner Dimka lofts it into Widmark. Widmark gets a screen from Hamlin, now gets it to Pate. He's going to launch a long one and hit it. That's a long two ball standing on the line. Trent Pate has 4 points. It's a one-point game once again, 16-15. Point right wing with it. Now they throw it into that court. That'll be an over and back violation, but Taylor wins the race. Goes up and a foul call before the shot, and that's going to be the second foul on Sam Hauser. So two fouls on Hauser, and he's going to have to take a seat. Kieran Sprecher-Katz-Merrick's going to check right back in. It would have been an over-and-back violation anyway on Stevens Point, but Bryce Taylor won the race to the ball, went up. They called a foul before the shot, but it is a bonus situation now for East. Bryce Taylor will get a one-and-one here. First foul shot is up and in. East has not been a good free-throw shooting team this year, but Taylor knocks that one down. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Taylor hits them both, and East has the lead here, 17-16. Trevor Anderson with it, gives it off. Now the ball double-teamed. They get it right wing, feeds the high post. Diekelman now in the corner to Anderson. It's over there. Anderson picks up his dribble now. Gets it over to Aaron Nichol, way outside the arc. Right wing, Diekelman's going to drive in, kick it back outside. Smash, once again, being very patient as they probe for an opening in this zone. Diekelman gets it back. Now it's Anderson. Anderson, going to be doubled, gets rid of it to Diekelman. Now it's Anderson, thought about the three instead, kicks it to Nichol. He travels with the basketball. And Smash turns it over for the third time. And East will get it back. 3:34 to play here in the first half. Lumberjacks by one and with the ball. Paid into the front court. Gives it to Taylor. Taylor's going to drive. He gets bumped. They let him play on. Dimka with it. Dimka's going to drive. Hangs in the air. Throws up a runner. No, but a foul. And he'll go to the line for two shots. Tanner Dimka getting to the line. Van Helden will commit the foul. And Tanner Dimka will get two shots here. Much different game than the first time these two teams met back on December 6th, at least right now. Dimka hits the first foul shot. Spash ran away and hit early in that one, and one big. Sean Wilson's going to check in for Widmark. The score in that game back on December 6th was 70-30. Second foul shot for Dimka, up and in. He got them both. And the Lumberjacks lead by three, 19-16. Trevor Anderson on the dribble. Pate comes out to play him. Anderson wants to take him down the lane. Pull up, no feeds. Nickel, he traveled again. No call. Wow. Missed the shot, but point with another rebound. Nickel got away with an obvious travel right there. Trevor Anderson backs out the dribble now. Near the center circle, picked it up, and now we get a whistle and a timeout called by Stevens Point. John Anderson doesn't like what his team's doing right now and wants to talk about it with 2:55 to play here in the first half. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
We are Tom King back here at the Spash Fieldhouse. Stevens Point will have the ball out of the timeout. 2:55 to play here, first half. Lumberjacks leading by three. Stevens Point with only one loss on the season, a non-conference loss to Nina. They are in first place in the Valley. Trevor Anderson with the basketball. Yo-yos the dribble, now picks it up and gets it outside. Kieran Sprecher, Caps Merrick. They swing it now. Diekelman has it left wing. It's a huge screen there. Taylor ran right into it. Now they kick it back outside. Diekelman has it again. Gets it back. Now he's going to drive down the lane. Throws up a runner. Hamlin, oh, swatted it away. Who'd they get? They're going to call Hamlin for that foul? Wow. He swatted that shot away, and it didn't look like he was close with the body. Maybe one of the other Lumberjacks got him with the body, but they call the foul on Hamlin, and that's his second. That looked like a good block right there. First foul shot is up and in for George Diekelman. 19-17, East by two. Hamlin's going to take a seat for the rest of the half. Widmark checks back in. So it's Widmark, Wilson, Pate, Taylor, and Dimka. Actually, they're going to get Pate for a breather now as Rutkowski comes back into the game. Second foul shot coming for George Diekelman. Back bracket, no good. Long rebound, though. Grab by Stevens Point. They are controlling the boards here. Long three for Anderson. Back bracket, no good. This time, Dimka gets the long rebound. And Tanner Dimka will bring it into the front court. Gives it to Widmark. Now over to Rutkowski. Still way outside near center court. Rutkowski over dribble. Crosses over again. Now it's Bryce Taylor left wing. Overplay and a steal by Barnes. He anticipated nicely. They get it to Anderson. Up and in. Turnover turned into 2 points on the steal by Barnes, and Anderson gets the hoop. We're tied at 19. Widmark with it. He's doubled. He's to get rid of it. Kicks it outside to Taylor, who barely corrals it. He's doubled. Now they get it to Dimka, open for three. That's going to be off the mark. Wilson keeps the rebound alive, goes out of bounds. Last touched by Sean Wilson. Well, Tanner Dimka got an open look, couldn't knock it down from the right wing. And Spash will get it back here with a minute 40 to play in the half. Anderson in the front court to Diekelman. He backs it out near center court. Taylor comes out to play that. Now it's Barnes with it. To Anderson. Anderson down in the corner. Van Helden. Anderson gets it back. Swings it over to Diekelman. Now back to Anderson. Dimka quickly comes out to play him. Now they get Barnes on the other side. He has it right wing. He's staying in the zone here. Bounce pass into Anderson. It's knocked away by Wilson. Bryce Taylor's going to run the floor. Hangs in the air. Missed the layup. Ouch. Gets the rebound, though, stripped as he went up. Ball loose. Wilson has it, but it's taken away. Oh, man. He needed one right there. Now a point the other way, and a shot put up, blocked by Rutkowski, and then the put back up and in by Aaron Nichols. That's a turn of events right there that just kills you. You had a layup on the other end, maybe a foul as well. And now another turnover. Rutkowski throws it away, and a shot put up and in by Diekelman. And just that quick, the Spash Panthers are up by four. Lumberjacks cannot keep giving them free possession here. There's got to be a foul there, and finally they call it. Van Helden, a reach-in foul on Widmark out near center court. And Bryce Widmark will be at the line to shoot a bonus here. Got to make crisp passes. Got to make hard crisp passes. Spash will jump into those passing lanes as often as they can. They've forced seven turnovers here tonight for the Lumberjacks. Logan Bailey's going to check in. Trent Pate back in. J.P. Lacey on the floor as well, along with Widmark and Wilson. Bryce Widmark at the line for a 1-1 here. First one's on the way. Up and in. 23-20. Spash by three. East Basketball brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats. On the corner of 29 and J and Weston. Second foul shot comes out. No good. One of two for Widmark. Still a three-point game, and Spash with the ball. Probably will play for one here. 19 seconds remaining in the half. John Barnes with it. Now out on top to Anderson. Anderson out near the center circle. They're probably going to just let him do his thing here and try to create something. Pate, now he steps back, shoots the three, and hit it. Long two ball, actually. Long two-pointer for Trevor Anderson. There's a shot put up from half court by Pate, and that's no good. And we are at halftime. Turnovers late in this quarter cost the Lumberjacks, and they find themselves down by five now, 25-20. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.